I got a fire alarm at home, but really it's more like a 9-volt battery slowly drainer. If you want to slowly get rid of your 9-volt batteries, then buy this circle. I have no problem not listening to the Temptations, which is weird. Listerine hurts, man. When I put Listerine in my mouth, I'm angry. Germs do not go quietly. If you're watching a parade, make sure you stand in one spot. Don't follow it. It never changes. And if the parade is boring, run in the opposite direction. You will fast forward the parade. Xylophone is spelled an X. That's wrong. Xylophone is X. I don't see it. It should be a Z up front. Next time you have to spell xylophone, use a Z. And if someone says, hey, that's wrong, say, no, it ain't. If you think that's wrong, then you need to have your head Z-rayed. It's like X wasn't given enough to do, so they had to promise him more. Okay, you won't start a lot of words, but we will give you a co-starring role in Tic-Tac-Toe. And you will be acquainted with hugs and kisses. And you will mark the spot. And you will make writing Christmas easier. And incidentally, you will start Xylophone. Are you happy, X?
Mitch Hedberg.
I have designated myself the Rosa Parks of lazy people. Okay, when you think about it, Rosa Parks was the Rosa Parks of lazy people. I don't think I can put that on the CD. I don't think I can do it. It's so damn funny. So I am the Rosa Parks of stoners because I walk into McDonald's at 3:30 in the afternoon, strong, willful, defiant, and I say, I would like a McGriddles. Give me a McGriddles, come on, McGriddles. Let's do a McGriddles. And they're like, no. And then I say, listen, it's not like you threw all the ingredients into a Brinks truck at 10:31 a.m. and then drove them to an undisclosed location outside of Roswell, New Mexico, and then returned them in time for breakfast the next day. Make me a McGriddle za biatch. Ba 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 ba. I wanted it.
I got a fire alarm at home, but really it's more like a 9-volt battery slowly drainer. If you want to slowly get rid of your 9-volt batteries, then buy this circle. I have no problem not listening to the Temptations, which is weird. Listerine hurts, man. When I put Listerine in my mouth, I'm angry. Germs do not go quietly. If you're watching a parade, make sure you stand in one spot. Don't follow it. It never changes. And if the parade is boring, run in the opposite direction. You will fast forward the parade. Xylophone is spelled an X. That's wrong. Xylophone is X. I don't see it. It should be a Z up front. Next time you have to spell xylophone, use a Z. And if someone says, hey, that's wrong, say, no, it ain't. If you think that's wrong, then you need to have your head Z-rayed. It's like X wasn't given enough to do, so they had to promise him more. Okay, you won't start a lot of words, but we will give you a co-starring role in Tic-Tac-Toe. And you will be acquainted with hugs and kisses. And you will mark the spot. And you will make writing Christmas easier. And incidentally, you will start Xylophone. Are you happy, X?
Mitch Hedberg.
Did you guys see Taken 2? Yeah, that's my reaction as well. I saw it, but I might not have. Because it was a major disappointment, Taken 2. Yeah, Taken 1, Taken Uno, if you're into card games, is one of the greatest films of all time. Because it features Liam Neeson as a man who has a certain set of skills. And that set of skills will murder anyone that gets in his way while he's trying to achieve his goals. And he calls up his daughter on the phone. And he says, I need you to get under the bed.
and she crawls under the bed. And then he says, next, you're going to be taken. And she doesn't say, why did I get under the bed? And then he doesn't say, I just thought I'd take a shot that they were terrible abductors and that they wouldn't look under the bed. And as soon as I said it, I was like, they're definitely going to look under the bed. And I wanted to take it back, but it was too late. So I just told you what I needed to tell you because I want us to be close. And I don't think there should be any secrets between us. So then Taken 2 comes along. And Taken 2 has the most amazing opportunity in the history of cinema because it's difficult to work the title of a sequel into the dialogue in a movie. You know what I mean? Like, Billy Crystal never says, I'm a city slickers too, the search for Curly's gold. It's hard to do. Most sequels have those cumbersome, subtitles after the semicolon. Although you gotta love Fast Five. That was a pretty sweet title. All I know is if they make a fifth American Tail movie, that should definitely be called Fast Five-el.
Doug Benson.
Glad you could join us.
It's the comic of the week on today's comedy. Hey, Steve Ranazzisi's got a brand new set out there. It's called Breaking Dad. And yeah, it's got a lot of kid-oriented stuff on it. It's really funny stuff. Here's a little piece of it. And I got to say, if you like it, send him a little note, tell him that you heard him on the radio, and go download a copy of it, okay? Steve Ranazzisi, Breaking Dad. He's our comic of the week.
My six-year-old's fast. And he's a good boy, too. He's turned into a really, really good kid. He's sweet and he's kind. And he doesn't have to be because he's really good looking. Yeah. Like, he is like 80s bad boy good looking. Like, Billy Zabka, sweep the leg. I'm badass good looking. I don't have to be nice to anybody. Yeah, he's got these big brown eyes and he just looks at you and just melts your heart. Like, he knows he's good looking, too. That's what he does. He uses it to his advantage. Like, he practices looks. Like, he'll come into the room and be like, Daddy, what do you think about this? I'm like, buddy, that's a pretty good look. Yeah, I know. Yeah, he practices looks so he can melt our hearts. And that's the problem, is that I can't discipline him the way I want to. Like, I want to get upset with him and tell him what he's done wrong, but he just looks at me and just melts me. The only way I can describe it is, imagine you walked in on your wife or your girlfriend having sex with Ryan Gosling, okay? You're going to walk into the room, you're going to see you're going out with someone, you're like, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden, Ryan Gosling's just going to look up at you. And you're going to be like, dude, not cool, but kind of really cool, babe. How did you get Ryan Gosling, babe? This is nuts. All right, you guys finish up. I'll be outside, but like, babe, I want the deets on this Ryan Gosling thing. Wow. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to get pissed. But like most beautiful people, you know, he's jealous. He doesn't want anyone pulling focus from him. He wants all the attention on him. So now his brother, he wants his brother gone. Gone. And I'm not talking about like out of the house. I'm talking about murdered, like dead, out. Yeah, people talk about jobs. My job is to tell jokes to strangers at night. My wife's job is to keep people alive. It's like a real life game of Clue, and she has to win every time.
Steve Ranazzisi.
America's different. It's different from the rest of the world. And you don't really know how different America is, though, until you get here. That's the one thing I will say. You know, you think you know, but then when you land in America, in your airports, that's when you know this place is different. Because American airports, unlike airports everywhere in the world, which have a certain level of joy and all around happiness, American airports, they're like concentration camps. It's just, you know, it's just people walking barefoot in single file. Oh, it's no joke. There's even signs that say, no jokes. You know, and you're like, really? That's just insane. You walk through those airports, and you have to do things in American airports you don't do anywhere else in the world, you know? Like, you have to take your shoes off. Your shoes come off. And you don't know this as a foreigner, but they don't care. They're like, yo, take your shoes off. I'm like, my what? Your shoes, take them off. I'm like, why? For safety, sir. I'm like, I'm keeping them on for your safety, my friend. You don't do this anywhere. I remember flying into Dubai one year, and as we get into the airport, this woman, an American woman, started taking off her shoes and those guys. I mean, you must understand, when you're in the Middle East as a woman, you're already a sin. And now to be taking your clothes off in public, these guys lost their mind. They were just like, Hillary, what are you doing? What are you doing? Yo, what are you doing? She's like, I'm taking my clothes off. I'm taking. They're like, no, what are you doing? She's like, I'm taking them off. Why are you taking your clothes off? She's like, so the machine works. She's like, no, this is machine, not your husband. You don't need to get naked. Put your clothes on and walk through, you whore. You don't do it anywhere else. But then you come out here, you have to take off your shoes and you have to take your jacket off to walk through the metal detector. And they are mean about it. They will shout to you. They're like, you, take it off. And you don't know what to take off. You don't take it off anywhere else, so you don't know what to take off. So you're like, you, take it off. Take what off? Take it off, sir. Take what off? Take it off now. What? Your clothes. Take them. My clothes? And now you're standing there, this man shouting at you, telling you to take your clothes off. You feel like a child in a Catholic church. It's horrible. It's just, you're standing there. I mean, I understand the need for security, but they don't need to shout at you. At least, if they tried to be nice, if they chanted instead of shouting, you know, instead of take it off, if they were like, take it off, you'd be like, yeah, woo, security, safe and sexy.
Trevor Noah.
So this is a beautiful theater. I like what I do because I get to work in a lot of different places. And recently I did a show in New Jersey in the auditorium of a technical high school. I forgot that existed. Technical high school. That's where dreams are narrowed down. That's because we tell our children, you can do anything you want, their whole lives. You could do anything. But at this place, we take kids, like they're 15, they're young, and we tell them, you can do 8 things. We got it down to 8 for you. And I'm not saying these people are stupid, because I'm stupid. I really am stupid, and it bothers me. Like, I wish I was more stupid, because then I would just, all my thoughts would just be like, But instead, here's how my brain works. It's stupidity followed by self-hatred and then further analysis. It's not a very efficient system of thought. I have these dumb thoughts, duh, and then I go, what's wrong with you? And then I figure it out. But the impulse is always stupid. Like, I saw this guy in New York one day, and he's walking his dog, and this is what I saw. The guy's got a coffee and a dog on a leash and a phone. He's on the phone. So he's got his phone like this. And the dog's leash is going from the phone hand to the dog. And I look at this and I go, oh, he's got like a dog phone. Like that thought sincerely inhabited me for like a full minute. I'm going, oh, I wonder what the benefits are to hooking your phone up to a dog. And then the other part of me had to go, why would that exist?
Louis C.K.
Today's comedy with some dumb thoughts from Louis C.K. Louis's working on a few new projects for this coming year. He's signed to write, star, and direct in a film called I'm a Cop. Can you imagine him as a cop? And also, Louis C.K. is going to be featured as a guest on this season's Portlandia. Now, I lived in Portland, and I can tell you that the storylines on Portlandia are not that far-fetched. It certainly lives up to its weird title. You're tuned into The Place for Comedy and nothing but today's comedy all day and all night. Coming up next, Jerry Seinfeld will be ruminating on a big question just minutes away